Morrissey says his proposal to create a housing trust fund would provide jobs as well as homes.
Every year, $10 million for 10 years will be put into a trust fund to create affordable housing, both apartments and single dwelling units. This fund will ultimately pay for itself with rents and with servicing of the debt. What it's going to do is it's going to create jobs and almost 3,400 residential units. The jobs will be beyond the initial construction phase, but will continue when there needs to be support for those families that are living there.
Morrissey has another bill that he says will provide an effective method for removing and replacing blighted homes.
I represent Richmond, part of Richmond, the General Assembly. There are approximately 400 to 500 dilapidated homes in the city. I'm talking about homes that are boarded up, halfway burnt down, a tree growing through the middle of the second floor, hasn't been used as a residential home in a decade, is a nuisance, is an eyesore, is a real danger to the community, and importantly, drags down the value of all other homes in the community, certainly in that neighborhood. This bill would allow, give localities the power to seize those homes, take receivership of the home, and then the house would be raised, a new one would be put up, creating a tax base, not just for that house, but all the other homes in the neighborhood whose value now goes up. Whereas before, the house in the neighborhood was worth $100,000, now it's worth $120,000 because that corner house is not dragging everything down. And imagine if we could replace all 400 of these dilapidated homes with brand new structures, give builders incentives to build them. For example, give them the lot for $10. Hook up the water for them for free. Tell them, build a new home, do it within 4 months, put it into the housing affordable inventory for 5 years, and then do what you want. Neighborhood is restored. There's no longer a blighted eyesore on the corner. Property values go up throughout the neighborhood. We increase the tax base. Everybody's a winner.
Morrissey will also reintroduce a bill from last year that will create a penalty for people who smoke in a car while a minor under the age of 13 is present.
I've spoken with the National Academy of Pediatricians, the National Lung Association, the National Heart Association. They're all backing this bill. People don't realize it, but with young people, particularly infants whose lungs maybe aren't totally developed, smoking inside an automobile with windows up, or even if they're cracked, creates a huge environment of toxic substances. The children can't get out of the car. They're captive. Other states have realized that that's a problem and have prohibited smoking in a car with a child under the age of 13. Let's do it in Virginia.
Morrissey has served in the legislature since 2008 and last year was elected as the Democratic Minority's floor leader. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.